This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Lawmakers in Jefferson City have finished making next year's budget. Marshall Griffin tells us what's included.
The final version of the nearly $25 billion spending plan includes a $66 million increase for K-12 schools and a $25 million hike for state universities and community colleges. It still does not include the Medicaid expansion proposed by Governor Jay Nixon, which disappointed committee member and Democratic Senator Kiki Curls of Kansas City.
I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of working Missourians that don't have health care, and I think it was a prime opportunity for us to be able to provide health care services to some of those folks that need it most.
Republican budget writers also restored most of the funding for the state's motor vehicles division, but only enough to keep it running for 8 months. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
GOP lawmakers say the DMV will get the rest of its funding if it ceases scanning source documents of driver's license applicants. Missouri lawmakers have until Friday to send the state budget to Governor Nixon. Meanwhile, a proposed constitutional amendment aimed at protecting gun rights has moved one step closer to the ballot. A Missouri House committee has advanced the proposal. Yesterday, the amendment approved would define the right to bear arms as unalienable and require the state to defend any infringement of that right. It would also include defending one's family with a firearm as a guaranteed constitutional right. Sponsoring Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia says the legislation would protect against proposed gun control laws at the state and federal level. The Senate passed the same measure earlier this year. If passed by the full House, Missouri voters would need to approve the constitutional change. Collegiate Housing Partners of St. Louis is seeking to build a 112-unit housing complex near the Mark Twain Residence Hall in downtown Columbia on Conley Avenue. But one issue standing in the way of the company's plans is parking. The company wants to provide 115 parking spaces, but city code requires 300 spaces for a complex of this size. Columbia Development Services Manager Pat Zenner says parking is an issue that the city has yet to figure out.
At this point, we really don't know how we will approach solving the problem that does exist, but we're very, very well aware that there is an issue.
Columbia's Planning and Zoning Commission will evaluate Collegiate Housing Partners' request for reduced parking, and the final decision will be left to the City Council. If denied, the parking requirements must be met, and there is currently no alternative plan proposed. Cell phone toting farmers caught in dangerous tractor rollovers may soon be able to more easily signal for help. That's thanks to a new smartphone application in development at the University of Missouri. The app uses GPS sensors to detect rollovers. The program then sends automatic email and phone alerts with the accident coordinates to an emergency contact. The Vehicle Rollover Prevention Education Training Emergency Reporting System was developed by Bulent Koch, an assistant professor of agricultural systems management. The National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health says that tractor rollovers are the leading cause of death among farmers, killing 250 people each year. Koch says he hopes to apply the same reporting system on other vehicles, such as construction rigs, snowmobiles, and military equipment. Republicans in the Missouri Senate have scaled back their proposal to cut state taxes in order to emulate tax cuts in neighboring Kansas and Oklahoma. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon has strongly objected to the bill's sales tax hike, saying it would hurt the poor and elderly the most. That provision has been dropped. The bill would now cut the personal income tax rate by half a percentage point and the corporate rate by 3 points and phase them both in over the next 10 years. Republican Will Krause of Lee's Summit is handling the measure in the Senate.
I think it's a good bill for Missouri. It's phased in over a time period that I think it's reasonable, and I think the governor can sign it because we do have the trigger in there that if we don't raise $100 million, the next year phase-in doesn't go into effect.
The changes still didn't satisfy Senate Democrats, who blocked the bill for several hours last night. Minority floor leader Jolie Justice says they relented after Republican leaders threatened to force a vote on a stalled voter photo ID bill. The bill is expected to be voted on today, after which it would return to the House. Farmers in Missouri, Illinois, and much of the Midwest are having a tough time getting their corn planted. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says in Illinois, just 7% of the corn crop is in the ground, while in Missouri, it's 22%. Usually, nearly half of the nation's corn has been planted by this time. The National Corn Growers Association Vice President Paul Bertels says it's not just the rain that's been a problem.
You know, in addition to the wet weather this year, one of the problems we've had is it's also been abnormally cold. through most of April. You need soil temperatures about 50 to 52 degrees for the corn kernel to germinate.
Bertel says farmers waited to plant last week when the weather warmed, knowing the temperatures would dip again. He says corn planted after May 15th typically yields a bushel less per acre for each day the farmers are kept out of the fields. A Navy war veteran is set to receive his high school diploma from Mexico High School. KBIA's Colin Duft reports.
Mexico-Missouri native Frank Kramer was chosen by the Mexico Veterans Home to receive his high school diploma. The Veterans Commission selects veterans who didn't graduate but were honorably discharged from service. Kramer dropped out of high school to join the Navy in 1945 and served at the end of World War II till 1946. He says he's honored to finally receive his diploma.
I cried like a little baby because it's something I had always wanted but didn't have the opportunity at the time.
Kramer will attend Mexico High School's graduation ceremony on May 20th with all of his children in attendance. Mexico High School Principal Terry Robinson says Kramer makes the graduation ceremony more special. Robinson says Kramer will be recognized at the beginning of the ceremony. Colin Duft, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.